This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My CPA firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. If you already have a question for me, you will see my website and phone number on the screen, both great ways to reach me. There is also a great text version of this memo. If you're listening to this on my blog page, you will see a link above this video window that says text version. And if you're watching on a video sharing platform, you will see a link in the description to that text version. Today's topic is OnlyFans Creators Business Setup and Tax Filing Tips. For those of you that may never have heard of it, OnlyFans is a social media platform that allows content creators to share video and other content behind a paywall. The use of OnlyFans has increased dramatically during the lockdown. Subscribers to OnlyFans creators can pay them directly, but most times they pay their subscription fees directly to OnlyFans. OnlyFans retains a percentage for those fees and sends the OnlyFans creators the net amount. If you're an OnlyFans creator, that means that you are in business for yourself. You are not an employee of OnlyFans. You are a sole proprietor running your own business. This is extremely important to realize for many reasons. You will not receive a W-2 at the end of the year. You will receive a 1099 NEC form that reflects the total amount OnlyFans paid you during the year in box 1 of that form. Estimated taxes. The money that you are paid by OnlyFans will not have any taxes taken out of it, and so you will have to pay estimated taxes yourself during the year. Estimated taxes are due quarterly on April 15th, June 15th, September 15th, and January 15th. When you create an OnlyFans account to become a creator, OnlyFans is going to require you to fill out a Form W-9. If you look at your screen, you will see a copy of this. Some of you may never have filed a tax return before, so this entire process can be very intimidating, but I want you to relax and realize that you definitely can handle filling out this form and getting your OnlyFans business up and running right away. Here's an important note. You don't have to form a company, such as an LLC or a corporation, to start your OnlyFans business. 99% of my OnlyFans clients are sole proprietors and are filing their business using their name and social security numbers. This also means that you don't have to get a federal ID number from the IRS. You will use your social security number as your business ID number. So let's look at the W-9 together, line 1 and 2. You always want to fill out line 1, which is your full name. If you formed a company such as an LLC or a corporation, then you would put the name of that company on line 2. If you didn't form a company, leave line 2 blank. Line or box 3. Now, looking at line or box 3, most of you will check the first box, which says individual, sole proprietor, or single member LLC. So if you didn't form a company, you would check the first box. Most of you will skip box 4 as this deals with exemptions. Lines 5 and 6. You can fill out the mailing address you want to give OnlyFans in lines 5 and 6. And you can skip line 7, which is the requester's name and address. Now just under line 7, you'll see part 1. This is where you will give either your social security number or your federal ID number if you did form a separate company. Do not give both a social security number and a federal ID number here. The vast majority of you who did not form a separate company will simply put your social security number here in that space provided. Part 2. Sign and date the form in part 2 and then you're done. Okay, now getting paid from OnlyFans. OnlyFans will give the option of having your income deposited directly in a bank account. My advice is to create a brand new checking account and give that information to OnlyFans. You do not want to give OnlyFans the banking information for the main bank account you're using right now to pay your personal bills. You will use this new bank account to take in your OnlyFans income and to pay your OnlyFans business-related expenses. You should only allow OnlyFans access to this new and separate checking account that you're creating. You want to do this to protect the money in your main account. This is a very important step, so please don't skip it. Okay, so you have sent in that Form W-9 to OnlyFans and your account is created. OnlyFans will now periodically send you your income. Remember again that you are not an employee of OnlyFans. You are a business owner. So that means you will be able to take expenses that you incur for your OnlyFans business. On the screen are examples of expenses that you can write off against your OnlyFans income. Remember, anything you spend money on that relates to your OnlyFans business can be deducted. You want to keep track of this, and that is another good reason why having that separate checking account is a great idea. Your OnlyFans income will come into that separate checking account and then use that money to pay your business expenses. Then transfer the net money left over into your regular personal account. This will make it much easier at your end for us to total your expenses and do your accounting so we can get your tax return done. Most importantly, this separates your main checking account from your OnlyFans income. Do not pay personal expenses out of the business account. Transfer money to your personal account and pay personal bills out of there. At the end of the year, it will be tax time. Most OnlyFans creators will fill out a form Schedule C, profit or loss from a business, and include that form on their 1040 tax return. You'll see a copy of the top portion of Schedule C on your screen. All of the accounting that we discussed a few moments ago would go on this form, so your income will be shown at the top and your various expenses will be shown in the middle part of the form. You will pay income tax and self-employment tax on the net income shown on your Schedule C. So now let's talk about self-employment tax. Your OnlyFans net income will be subject to ordinary tax as well as self-employment tax. This is something that people often miss, and so their tax bills are higher than they expected. Self-employment tax is how business owners pay their FICA tax. Many of you who have had jobs before have seen FICA taxes taken out of your paychecks. Social Security and Medicare taxes are what comprise FICA tax. When you're self-employed, you also have to pay this. FICA tax is 15.3% of your net income, and this is in addition to your ordinary taxes that you pay. It is extremely important that you put aside money every time that you are paid by OnlyFans so you can pay your estimated taxes later. Again, the money that you receive from OnlyFans is not the amount of money you have available to spend on your personal expenses. It is vital that you have a good CPA working with you to make sure your accounting gets done on a monthly basis and also that your estimated taxes are calculated during the year. It is very important that you realize that you can't wait to pay the taxes that you owe until April 15th. Self-employed people with their own businesses need to pay their taxes quarterly during the year. If you don't pay the taxes that way and you wait to pay when you file your tax returns, then you'll be subject to penalties and interest for late payment. All of my business clients work with me many times during the year to keep their accounting up to date, as well as to calculate their estimated taxes and get them paid during the year. My CPA firm will help you every step of the way with your OnlyFans business. I want to talk a moment about document retention, meaning what should you keep, what records should you keep, and for how long related to your business. Number one, you want to save all of your business records for 7 years. Number two, be sure to save copies of everything either in PDF form in a directory on your computer or in a paper form in a folder. Remember that you can print many screens in your browser window to PDFs. This is called a paper trail, and when in doubt, save as many applications and other online documents that you can as PDFs. Number three, you should save important emails that you are sending or receiving from OnlyFans as PDFs as well, or print them out and save them in a special folder. Number four, you also want to keep copies of all of your receipts for all of your business expenses that you're going to have. Number five, keep PDF copies or paper copies of all of your business bank statements and be sure to have copies of all the canceled checks you've written. Insurance. I advise everyone to get some business insurance. You should speak to an insurance agent and get a simple business owner's policy just to protect yourself from commercial or business liabilities. The OnlyFans Terms of Service, or TOS. I urge all OnlyFans creators to print and read the OnlyFans Terms of Service. You have to agree to these in order to create an account. Terms of service are usually very restrictive and slanted and biased against you. You may also want to have an attorney review the terms of service for you. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, call me on 732-673-0510. If you want to become a subscriber to my memos and podcasts, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.